Well, let's bring in Domenico Montanaro now. He's lead editor for politics at NPR. And Domenico, let's get to some news that we've got here. Donald Trump was at the Delaware, Ohio County Fair and said he'd now accept the election results if he wins. And then shortly later, he said he will accept clear election results but reserve his right to contest. Now, is he in sort of backing away from his claim last night that, you know, he wouldn't say what he would do? Is he reacting to voters like the one we just heard in Peter's piece who said, hey, if you can't accept a democracy, don't run? Is he reacting to this storm, this outcry?
I interpret it a little differently. Huh. I don't really see him backing away from his claim that the election would be rigged. He kind of went on this riff of conspiracy as to why the election could be rigged. And he, you know, maybe in spots tamped it down a little bit. But the idea that he reserves his right, you know, doesn't have, he said it would be unprecedented for someone to give up their right to be able to do recounts. Well, first of all, that's not how election law works. You know, like, just because if you're saying an election is rigged, like, when you say an election is rigged, that's different than, you know, being able to say, I want to recount ballots like Al Gore did in 2000, or anywhere, or anybody who's ever run, if the state law calls for a recount under a certain amount of votes. But whatever, like, that, it just seems like that doesn't matter. He just glosses over it, and he's going, you know, right to the heart of what his supporters want to hear.
Well, we also just heard in Peter's piece, a GOP chair say that, in his mind, Trump hit a home run last night. Now, CNN overnight poll of viewers said Clinton won the debate by 52-39. I'm not sure if those are CNN viewers. A CBS Battleground poll says Clinton won the debate 49-39. 12% called it a tie. How would you characterize it? He just about everyone felt he did very well in the beginning.
He did nothing last night to change his trajectory of this race, and the trajectory here is terrible for him. He is not winning. Hillary Clinton is winning this race, and it's not close. You know, let's put it this way. At this point, if all Democratic groups vote basically the way they're telling pollsters at this point and come out at rates that were like past elections or even slightly less, Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president of the United States. But people still haven't voted, so there is still that caveat, of course. But, you know, look in 2012, President Obama was up 6 points in February of 2012 against Mitt Romney. He was up only 1 point at this time in 2012, according to the Real Clear Politics average. He wound up winning by 4. His campaign always had him up 4, to be fair to them. And it was not, that was not a close election. Elections are supposed to get closer as you get toward Election Day, not further apart. And that's what this one's been doing.
Well, you say so Donald Trump didn't change his trajectory, but did he, you know, land any blows? I mean, he accused Hillary Clinton of dirty politics. He said she was responsible for the women who've come out to accuse him of a sexual assault. Then he accused the Clinton campaign of planting people to disrupt his rallies. This was the allusion to an edited video that was out this week from Republican activist James O'Keefe, in which a liberal activist seems to be boasting about arranging for how, you know,
who was not paid by the Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the slippery slope kind of stuff that he likes to talk about. You know, that if you take one piece of kernel of something that seems to be fishy here or there, then I'm going to connect everybody and connect the dots because, you know, it must be happening. You know, these people, you know, that's not evidence based. That's not like reality. You know, he's judge and jury all the time. He said Hillary Clinton shouldn't even be running because she is unqualified to be president, because she should be in jail because the FBI didn't put her in jail.
Well, let's hear what he did say, though, so that people, if they missed this moment or didn't know what it meant, this was this activist who was appearing to say that he could help people incite violence at Trump rallies and hitting buttons and getting Trump people to respond to them. And Donald Trump mentioned that again today in Ohio. Let's listen.
This is criminal behavior that violates centuries of tradition of peaceful, democratic elections. A campaign like Clinton's that will incite violence is truly a campaign that will do anything to win.
And so, Domenico, we're just wondering if this road that he's going down, is this, do you think, a part of setting up that there was something wrong with this campaign and this election?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's part of what he's trying to do, is to say that if he were to lose, it would be rigged, and that people need to go out and vote and make it a big win or whatever it is. I think a couple of things. We talk about Hillary Clinton being on her back foot. I thought she was on her back foot in a couple places last night where she was asked about her emails and asked about the foundation and having private meetings with donors who had contributed to the Clinton Foundation. She sidestepped that and deftly moved to a different topic. And Trump took the bait and went and started defending Russia and Putin, essentially, instead of going back at her and trying to box her in and make her answer those questions, which she wasn't able to do. So if you don't like Hillary Clinton, you were not reassured that she's honest and trustworthy last night. But there wasn't much that Trump did to go beyond the base.
And boy, if you're a high school or college debate team coaches, you got a real fun thing to watch. Domenico Montanaro, lead editor for politics at NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.